Blog Talk Radio.
Be love, velvet. Be love, velvet.
Good evening and welcome to the Venus and Velvet Radio Show. My name is Toure and I am broadcasting live from the Casadega Hotel, here in the dark, around all the sounds and the noise that you hear. Why? Because we're having haunted walk at the hotel, and it's only $15. And if you're in that area, Volusia County, edge of Seminole, come on down. So, and we have mini readings starting at 7. We go to 11, and tomorrow and Saturday till midnight. So our show topic tonight is spirits of the night or day. So, going in this respect, we are broadcasting from a very old hotel. It's got lots of spirit energy here. And our little helpers were so funny today. I heard them walking down the hall. This hall has a lot of spirit energy. And I said, yes, it does. So they were all like turned around like, who are you? I said, I'm a reader here. Oh, okay. If you have a question, please call into the show, 646-727-2585. And if you want to know where Casadega Hotel is, you better get on Facebook or get with the real world because we're out there. And they even have a hotel website, CasadegaHotel.net. Check them out. Check them out. So I'm going to check our switchboard and see if we have any calls on the show. So let me check in here. Oh, caller in the 407. I'm going to take this call right now. Hello, caller.
Hello. Good evening, everybody. I just want to first say the witch's ball of this year was awesome. To anybody who missed it, we certainly hope you're there next year. But spirits of the night and day, you know, it's amazing this time of the year, of course, because the veil is so thin. Wow, talk about activity. My house is just extremely active, and I was outside last night, actually walked out to be on, take my dog out for his last relief period, and physically, I was definitely alone out there. Spiritually, no, absolutely not. It's very interesting.
Oh, good. Well, you know, as I was telling clients earlier today, yes, absolutely, everyone, the veil is very thin. So, yes, you are going to probably be in contact more with your loved ones or even those you don't know at this time. And it doesn't matter if it's daytime or if it's nighttime. Spirits don't know the time. I can tell you that from every 4 a.m. wake-up call I ever got. So anything else new and exciting happening?
Well, I have a question for you. I have been doing over the last, ever since the ball, actually, I started. I'm doing distance healing for somebody who is near and dear to my heart, who has been going through some difficulties. You and I have talked about this situation. And I have been getting some really incredible feelings, very positive feelings when I'm sending this healing and love and peace and light energy. And I just wondered what your guides would tell you as to the result that healing is having and how strongly it's being felt by the intended recipient.
Well, I'm thinking, Mike, that this has much to do with the intention energy is that you're not trying to manipulate, only but send healing. So I'm getting the energy that it's received, it's reciprocated well. There's like a smile is what I keep feeling, like a smile. So smiling energy is good.
That's good, because I definitely feel like this individual and I are reconnecting, but in a positive way, at least spiritually, and probably physically will soon as well.
Okay, well, I'm so happy to hear that, but I would just say, keep your energy high, keep your thoughts up, and don't put anything more onto it, and just allow it to be what it is. Just send it lots of love and light.
No, that's what I've been doing, and man, I wish I were up at Casadega tonight. I know the energy in that hotel is just amazingly off the chart wonderful.
You know it is. Lots of excitement today, too. because we have the Haunted Walk, and lots of cast members and crew members are here, and they're all revved up and ready to go. And
that is way cool. And
our owner, Miss Diane, is trying to keep her chill on the couch right now. And if you know anything about the hotel, you'll see when you come in, there are many, many old pieces of furniture here. So everything has energy, as we know, including, well, people have energy, spirits have energy, and, of course, furniture has energy. So you got to wonder where some of this furniture has come from. You never know.
Yeah, I'm sure when you sit on some of that furniture, if you are at all spiritually sensitive, I mean, to the 100th, nth of a degree, you get kind of sort of this zing, this zap, and so much neat stuff and information flowing to you. It would be just that for myself, I know it, when I come up there one day, it'll just be amazing to me because I'm as sensitive as I am to all that stuff.
Cool. Well, we welcome you to come, Mike.
Well, you have a fantastic rest of your night, and if we don't speak before the end of the weekend or next week, I hope you have an awesome couple of days and many clients and much prosperity and an awesome Samhain.
Thank you. You do the
same.
Take care.
Blessed
be. Alrighty. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, hopefully we'll have some more people talking about spirit energy, and we'll tune you in as to being aware how that happens and how you can feel that energy here on the Venus in Velvet radio show. Welcome back. I would say with the belly dance music, but it's not clicking through. Welcome back to the Venus in Velvet radio show. My name is Tore, and we are broadcasting live. Live, I tell you. We're alive at the Casadega Hotel. So lots of spirit energy here, and the show topic tonight is all about spirits of the night or spirits of the day. So just let us know what's on your mind if you've got a question about spirit energy. Or you can always email me at info@venusinvelvet.com. I'm set up right now at our little corner table in the Casadega Coffee Cafe, getting ready for many readings after the show. And it's all in good fun and good spirit energy. So, as promised, I would deliver. And yes, we did have a wonderful witch's ball. I implore you, if you are very inclined to learn more about the Wiccan beliefs, pagans, and such, come to the ball respectfully, and you'll have a wonderful time. We had great sexiest witch contest, and we had our, you know, I was going to do sing witch, but we ran out of time, so I have to tell you about that in another show. Anyway, so we had lots of contests, best hat, sexiest witch, etc., dance contests, and wonderful vendors who had beautiful material to work with and to sell, to vend. One of my, I hate to say one of my favorites because they're all my favorites, or they wouldn't have been there because they have such cool stuff. Fairy Giggles, of course, who came all the way from Tampa, Florida, Liz at Fairy Giggles. I thank her for her journey, and she makes the best natural soaps and lotions and potions and notions and lip balms that you can have. Midnight Gypsy, of course, is my favorite. And she has a new one named Gaia, which is great. So energies, talking about energies, at that place, it was a 1920s building. So, of course, just like the hotel at the 1927, we're dealing with lots and lots of spirit energy. So we're talking about old spirits and new spirits that kind of wander in and out. And they know where a spirit activity is, and you should too. Positive versus negative in spirit activity. Positive spirit activity, you would feel warmth, you would feel happy energy around you, very up. And negative spirit activity, of course, things would be messed with, toyed with, cold spots, and so on. Now, once a month at the hotel here, we do a paranormal investigation. And so there's all kinds of opportunity to come and be a part of that as well. Oh, the excitement's building in the background, I can tell. So if you'd like to call into the show, it's 646-727-2585. And that's our show topic is tonight is spirits in the night or day. So, let's see, another thing. If you're studying and learning to connect with spirits and energy, I don't know if you're using the Ouija board or the angel board or the spirit talk board, but make sure you use plenty of protection. Seal yourself in white energy and make boundaries and clear the energy when you're done, because it's not a toy. Those boards aren't toys. Excuse me, they're in fact like kind of like portal energy, so it's showing that you have that ability to bring in that energy, and if you don't seal the portal back up, you're leaving it there. Clean up your mess, as they say. Also, I'd like to just thank everyone who was a part of that ball, including my mom, who's an amazing woman, and she knows spring chicken, and she tries to tell me all the time, which is not true, but she does do a wonderful job with all the food. And my parents years ago catered, so she knows a thing or two about food and catering and bigger audiences to work with. So much energy. Even in a ritual, by the way, you can connect with spirit energy. So as the pagan, as the Wiccans were doing, the witches rather, excuse me, the witches were doing this ritual for the ancestors. So much energy was in the room, you could just feel it on your face. I think so many spirits, because it was all dedicated to the ancestors, it was just so full of light, so full of just respect and love. So that was huge. And so remember that when you're opening up for spirit energy and spirit contact, that you send them love or light or with respect. So I'm going to take another call, caller in the 756. Okay. Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. Thank you for calling the Venus and Velvet Radio Show. How are you this evening?
I'm doing all right, but I've been having some really weird dreams, and I was wondering if you would have any help with that at all.
Okay. Well, what's going on in the dream?
Well, I've been having the same dream for, like, the past couple weeks now, and it's always I'm on the moon, and I'm in front of a statue of a lake, and then it just ends. I don't know what it's about.
Do you recognize what the statue represents or what face it is or anything?
No, it's just a statue of a lake. I have no idea. That's why I was calling in. Maybe you knew.
Okay. All right. So, no, I mean, like, does it have a face or something? You'd say, oh, this is a Venus Botticelli statue or nothing like that, right?
Oh, nothing like that. It's just a bronze statue of a lake.
Okay, and it's bronze.
Yeah.
And it's in a lake or at the lake?
Oh, it's a statue of a lake. It's really hard to explain.
Okay. Well, you know, bronze can, and it's interesting I brought up Venus. You know, bronze is the metal. That's copper for Venus. Bronze is another metal. It's a combination of metals, actually. This is of the lake. A lake represents water, which represents life. And for it to be like a statue means being at a standstill. So I'm going to pull a card for you just to see.
Okay.
Where are your dreams at right now with your goals in life?
Right now I just want to open up a vet clinic, but that's really
okay.
The only dreams and goals I've been having.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I pulled the animal cards out to work with you. So I pulled out the lizard and the panther and the wolf. Okay. So basically what your dream is at a standstill. Okay. So kind of like frozen, like a statue. And the lake is about life. So that's what I'm getting, is that it has something to do with your passions, and that's something to do with where your life should be going. And you've got to start working on manifesting, because your dreams are trying to connect with you. Lizard actually was your first card. It does represent not just the physical sleeping dream, but dreams in general. Just kind of working out your passion, your life dreams. And the wolf is representation of protection. So you're standing there, and you've got to start working and chipping away at this dream, Daniel, because it's calling you. And
is that me? I need
bronze,
to. Oh, sorry.
Bronze is in the middle between silver and gold, so you're somewhere between protection and abundance right now. So you need to start working on chipping away at this. Yes. Go ahead.
So should I roll a hunter or a mage?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Should I roll a hunter or a mage?
A hunter or a what?
Or a mage.
A mage. The latter I'm inclined to pull with an energy. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I have a feeling that you're going to push a little harder. Because that dream's not letting you, it's coming back in your sleep. That means recurring energy trying to get you on board with your program, with your dream.
Okay, well, thank you very much, but I have to go masturbate. Thank you.
That was so terrible. I'm sorry you all had to hear such a stupid thing happen. And, you know, the guide that was speaking to me said, hurry up and get him off the air. And now I know why. Bad karma, and shame on you, Daniel, because, you know, I have a lot of people who do call with real questions. But I do feel like that the wolf is around you. So I hope that you know that you are protected. And, you know, I wish you all the best in your dreams, whether you choose to call the shows and do what you just did and think that that takes up other people's energy and time. You think it's really a big joke. It keeps other people off the air from answering questions. So wishing you blessings on that, dear. So I'd like to tell everyone else, please feel free to call into the show. Don't worry about people like that. I don't, because some people have a long way to go in their efforts of growing up. So, and what a shame, as I know somewhere underneath all that is somebody with real gifts and real talents. So anyway, talking about good stuff here and energy with the show, we're going to bring this forward to the month wrapping up here. So if you are having connections with spirits, remember All Hallows Eve. All Hallows Eve is very important that we don't try to summon without protection. That's really, really important, because, you know, unless you have stuff to clean up afterwards, you're invoking spirit energy. It's like diving a little into the unknown. Unless you know what you're up with and how to communicate, you should always have a standby, somebody who's more experienced in these matters, connecting in. Okay. So, anyway, just looking at our calendar, the 31st, of course, Halloween, All Hallows Eve, is different from Halloween. Halloween is actually the 31st. So if you're out and about, please be safe. Please be filled with light and filled with protection around you. I'm going to, let's see, we're just gearing up for the big moment here at the Casanega Hotel, and gearing up for the Scare House, the Haunted House, and so on. So, on that note, let me look and see what we have for picking up. Nope. Okay, one more time. There we go. All right. So I'm going to look at quickly the month of November, just so you have a heads up. Calendar event. The second Saturday of the month always is the tea leaf reading party here at the Casadega Hotel. And that the, I'm sorry, the second Sunday, this will be also my class at Ludical Esoterica, which will be on meditation and meditating with the goddess. So if you're interested in that, check out ludicalesoterica.com. Just call and sign up for that meditation class, and it's only $22, and it's an after number. So I implore you to come, and if you don't know how to meditate, this might be a time to learn another way to work with meditation and work with the goddess. Okay. Let's see, what else is happening? Really, at the end of the month like this, it's just kind of a wind-down time. But I will say I am very grateful for all the people who come and connect with us here on Blog Talk Radio, and the ones that are serious, even the ones that aren't, because they're going to get something eventually from something. No worries. I don't deal with karma. They deal with it themselves. So we're going to, but we need to drop that. So we're just going to work hard on progressing to our connection with spirit energy. And doing that dance, you might want to remember, there are things that we cleanse the area with, like sage, sea salt. You can use other tools like cascarilla in the eggshell cup, keeping around in the corners, putting things in the corners of each room, just blessing the room, saging and smudging and so on. As far as spirit energy, sandalwood is a wonderful energy to connect with those who have passed. I myself like sandalwood and lavender as incenses to work with because lavender is the highest vibration. Lavender invokes peace energy. So, of course, after we cleanse and after each session, we're going to want to put peace energy into the room always. So remember that when you're opening up for spirit contact, spirit energy. Okay, well, I'm going to take another quick break, and when we come back, hopefully we'll have more to talk about and more to share, and you're welcome to call at 646-727-2585. Welcome back to the Venus and Velvet Radio Show, and my name is Tore, and happy haunting and happy early Halloween, happy Samhain for those of you who celebrate Samhain. We are having a big time at Casadega tonight, so we implore you to come out, welcome you, and we have a haunted walk and mini readings happening. The haunted walk's only $15, we have the restaurant open with live music, and that's all from tonight to the weekend as well. And mini readings are a whole $20 for 10 minutes. So join in on the fun. We're here till 11 o'clock tonight. So let me see. Invoking the spirit. Now, there are very few people that are willing to try this once they read about it, because hopefully it scares them enough into understanding all the proper ways you have to do it. And I, when I sit with clients, I'm not sitting there to invoke spirits. I always say, whoever comes will come. That's all right with me. I don't have to force anybody to come to the table that doesn't want to talk. I'm not a controlling, manipulative medium. Though I do know there are people who work with the spirit energy who try that. So I'm just going to have to tell you right now, you try that. What you send out, you get back times three. So if you think you can try to control a spirit, remember, they see a lot more than we see. They do a lot more with energy than we imagine. So anyway, there was another custom which is called Dias Los Muertos, and dealing with the Day of the Dead as a respectful thing, an honorable thing for actually a festival and so on for deceased, remembering and honoring the dead and our ancestors. Oh, it's getting noisy in here now. So just remember, every culture has their way of celebrating either Halloween, Samhain, or connecting with an ancestors, connecting with the spirit energy out there. So just remember to pay respect, pay homage to your ancestors and to those who passed before you. And if it weren't for them, you probably wouldn't be here. So remember that. Also, I like to say, if you're using amplifications like crystals and oils and such, remember to cleanse yourself afterwards. That's very important as we're doing this work. So anyway, let's see what else. We've got just a few minutes left of the show, and I'd like to just say, give a shout out to everybody who's been listening. And I know this is a different time for us. Usually it's Monday nights at 11 o'clock. So come back next week, and I'll be on Monday nights at 11 again. I'm hoping that you'll tune in for that. And if you have a question, you can always email me at info@venusinvelvet.com. You can also Skype or phone message me for readings as well, and see me here at the Casadega Hotel and at Lunasol Esoterica. And every once in a while, on the blue moon, you will see me at Universal Studios. So do what you love and love what you do, people. Spirit energy that surrounds you. And protect yourself. And if you're not welcoming a spirit that's around you, ask them to leave. It's just, they're a person just like anyone else. If you're not welcome, if they're not welcome to you, ask them to leave. Okay, well, that about wraps it up for tonight here on the Venus in Velvet Radio Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you next Monday at 11 at our regularly scheduled time. And thank you again. Thank you, thank you. Have a wonderful night. Have a great Halloween. Happy Samhain. Namaste.